Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Wait. Oh, come on, man. This is ridiculous. All right, I opened up the mail today that came in yesterday, and my mammogram report is in there. You all know I got my mammogram last week, right? Got my mammogram. I have to admit, I'm pretty impressed with the dictationist transcriptionist being able to print it so quickly. But we got, I got my mammogram report. I had it done last week. You guys all saw the pictures, and I don't know. I mean, I think I disagree with what the doctor dictated. All right, so, okay, let me just kind of read to you my mammogram results. You know, I think it'll make you feel more at ease about you guys getting your particular test, whether it's a prostate biopsy or mammogram, knowing that I'm reading you. But, this is from the radiology company. I'm just kind of a little concerned here. Okay, so here we go. We got the mammogram screen, right? Procedure bilateral digital screening mammography. Patient, Dahlia H. Wax. That's me. Date of birth, 6/16/19. I don't really want to go into the year. Just 1991. How about that? That's my date of birth. All right, date of the exam, August 26, 2014. Okay, and they compared it to my April 14th mammogram, 2011, whatever. History. Okay, screening mammography. That should be fine, right? Okay, but then they start to go into, usually they're supposed to go right into the findings. And they write something to the effect of here, patient's mammogram was delayed due to, I don't think this is even necessary, due to multiple piercings interfering with the machine. Some were in the shape of an elvish leaf. Now, I don't really think they have to describe everything. You know I'm a Lord of the Rings buff. You know, the elven leaf. So what? So I had to remove the piercings. No big deal. Okay, then they go, patient was prepped. Shaving was necessary prior to the exam. I don't think it had to be. Nobody really cares if your breast had to be shaved prior to the mammogram. But I guess, this guy is really, really thorough. So he needs to explain everything. They said initial preliminary films were inconclusive due to multiple metallic tattoo piercings interfering with the exposure. Now, I don't have multiple multiple tattoos, and again, all the piercings were taken out. One was in the shape of the words hope. Dating of the ink, we assume back to 2008. No. Okay, hope had nothing to do with the Obama campaign. I did not vote for Obama, so no. Hope, I have a tattoo that says hope because I wanted to get into medical school years ago. So I put hope on, I don't even know how they could even see this. My guess is the technician wrote just too much down. Then they say right breast required multiple additional images than the left breast due to size discrepancy. That I can understand they had to put down. It's just, it's a little embarrassing. I mean, if somebody gets a hold of my mammogram, it's kind of embarrassing to think that the right breast was bigger than the left. Breast appeared to show signs of multiple chronic trauma. My breasts haven't been traumatized. My husband's Corey. He's a breast man. Okay, they're gonna get touched once in a while. So, maybe there's some scar tissue. I don't know. Next, tech asked to be excused. Oh, this is baloney. Says here, tech asked to be excused from the exam due to a bludgeoning that occurred during oblique views. Okay, stop. She asked me to get into a position in the mammogram where I was at an angle. And it was a very difficult angle for me to get my breast into, and accidentally the breast hit her. It was an accident. It was not a bludgeoning, okay? Brass hit people all the time. I've accidentally knocked my kids' heads with it. You would not call it a bludgeoning. Bludgeoning has to be a blunt instrument that hurts. A brass, it does not qualify for bludgeoning. Moreover, Tech noted that the nipple, quote, screamed during compression. Now, okay, listen. Listen. My nipples made no sounds whatsoever. This woman, whoever was the tech, she really hasn't. No, what happened is there was so much compression. And, you know, I've had plastic surgery and stuff. And I don't have any implants, but my guess is the squeezing was just so much that this woman thought she heard a screaming coming from the nipple. But I still think it was the sound of the machine pressing against the breast during the mammogram. Okay, then they say scattered fibroglandular densities bilaterally, no discrete dominant mass lesions. Then they go, patient was originally cooperative, but later was combative and unruly. That's uncalled for. They did not have to talk about my behavior during the mammogram. She was combative and unruly when asked to lift her breast up to the machine due to OSHA guidelines prohibiting us from having the machine tray at floor tile level. Now listen, okay? How I see it, you know, when you go in and get fast food, okay, you aren't asked to crouch or be on your tippy toes or whatever to get the food. They have counters to serve you, right? Okay? So, you know, the mammogram needs to go wherever the breast is. I don't have to lift the breast up. The mammogram should go where the breast is. Especially if I'm spending this much money on a mammogram. All right. Stable mammographic pattern without evidence of malignancy. Thank the Lord. Scattered fibroglandular densities bilaterally. Several benign peer-appearing calcifications. No suspicious clusters of microcalcifications. Essentially normal mammogram, but it is recommended that the patient find a new location for future exams. Come on! You know what? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Listen, when I go in for a mammogram, it needs to be a much more pleasant experience. And you want to know what? Next time I will have my nipples free. Honestly. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that makes the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your criticisms, whatever. That's what we're here for. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this was kind of a very scary statistic. They said just half of women can locate the vagina on a diagram of the female reproductive system. Are you kidding me? One of my Facebook buddies sent me this article, and it was interesting because I've been watching Orange is the New Black, and I'm catching up to everybody else. And in one of the episodes of Orange is the New Black, they were talking about how some of the women in prison didn't know that the urethra was different from the vagina, and they thought that the urine comes out of the same orifice. And, you know, they were making jokes, et cetera. But let me just tell you, as a doctor, we see this all the time. A lot of people do not understand the anatomy. And there's a few reasons for it, okay? Like, for example, in my family, you just didn't talk about anything. My family did not give me the birds and the bees talk. No way. I had to learn everything from school. And that's what they said. They said, go learn it at school. Now, they probably thought there would be some sex ed class that would teach me. What they didn't realize is by school, then I learned it at the bus stop. I learned it from kids, you know, at lunchtime going, really? What? And then, of course, some of my friends wanted to mess me up and, you know, try to tell me that sex involved the ear. So I really had a very, very warped definition of what was supposed to happen, but it's because I came from a family where you just don't talk about that. Now, me, I'm very different. All right, I kind of do the opposite of what my family does, and unfortunately, my kids would probably attest to that I'm almost too vocal about things. So in my family, we talk about everything. Now, mind you, we also have a lot of animals. And so we have the girl cats kind of lying there on their back. I don't understand why my girl cats do that. But they'll lie on their back, especially the one, the fat one. She lies there on her back with her legs sticking up. So I think the boys already understand female cat anatomy. And then we have a big lab. And the lab lies there on his back with his legs up in the air. And this lab, I mean, it's almost equating to the size of a horse. And it upsets me because, you know, I have a little baby cat and, you know, she doesn't need to be exposed to that. You know, she I don't think she needs to actually see dog genitalia, you know, till she's at least 10 years old. You know, she's a baby. She doesn't need to see that, you know, but older Sashi and, you know, her little hoochie mama ways, unfortunately, is warping her. And now I see her. She just sits there in front of the living room, cleaning herself in front of everybody. And I'm like, come on. So, unfortunately, my kids are kind of exposed to all that. In my household, we do not run around naked. I know there's a lot of households. Well, that one of you had asked me, you know, is that appropriate? You're dating somebody, and he runs around naked, and he has a daughter, and he has a son. And, you know, should you say something? And I don't know, because, you know, cultures are different. In my family, in my culture, when I grew up, I mean, you always stay clothed, always. You know, you weren't even allowed to run around in your underwear. It was a very, very difficult time for my parents when underoos came. Because underoos, right? Underoos are fun to wear. La, 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 underwear. Right? So we were wearing underoos. And to me, it looked like play clothes. I had Supergirl underoos. Isis and Shazam. I don't know. I know. Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if I walked around in my Isis underoos? Right, nowadays with Isis, somebody would, yeah, I know. Well, Isis and Shazam were pretty big in the 70s. But anyway, so, you know, no, we are not supposed to run around in our underoos. You know, my brother tried to run around in his, and I remember my dad yelling at him, get some pants on. So we all basically had to be dressed. So in my household, no, we don't. Now, I'm kind of shocked by that because the kids love coming home and getting out of their school clothes and running around their boxers. And I don't know where they got that from. Me, I like to just take off my socks and shoes. I always like to be barefoot. And so back to the whole, you know, should nudity be around the house? I say no. I really don't think the kids need to see anything dangling, or I think it's distracting. And I think there's other ways for the kids to be comfortable with other people's anatomy. But no, I'm not a big fan of parents walking around naked. I don't think so. You know, many of us remember walking in on our parents naked. It was very, very scary. Okay? Because, you know, your parents don't look like what's on TV. So then you think your parents have something wrong with you. You think I want my kids to see me naked? They'll think I'm alien. They won't have any, they'll think, you know, I'm Picasso. I can't do that to them. Can't do that to them. Let them think that I look like one of these models on GTA, right? You know, let them think I look like that. Okay. And everything will be copacetic. All right. But what about teaching each other or teaching our kids or whatever actual anatomy? They say, according to this one survey, half of 26 to 35 year olds could not identify a vagina on a picture of the female reproductive system. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second. No, no, no. We're not talking about, like, a woman nude. We're talking about showing the fallopian tubes, uterus, the opening, etc. So when you look at a fallopian tube, it looks like, when you look at a picture of female anatomy, it looks like Pippi Longstocking. Guys, remember Pippi Longstocking? Right, you have these big, huge pigtails that were sticking out to the side. All right, so if you look at the female anatomy, you see kind of a, you see the uterus, you see the fallopian tubes, you see the ovaries, but they look like pigtails. And then you see a very long tube, right, coming out of the cervix, which is the vaginal canal. All right, the study was done by women's cancer charity, the Eve Appeal, and they found that less than a quarter of 16 to 25-year-olds said they felt confident that they were well-informed about gynecological health issues compared to more than 42% of women over 66 to 75. Many of us girls, we don't go to the gynecologist. Number one is we don't tell our parents we're having sex, so then they don't drag us in there. And then, you know, we only show up when something's wrong. Okay, that's my right, especially with the big push to have birth control over the counter, which I think is a horrible idea. And doctors need to teach people. Now, do I sit there and teach people about their anatomy? No, I don't. I should do that more. But I assume people know. I assume people know that there's a urethra, and that's where the urine comes out, and then there's the vagina. And there's two different things. I expect people know about the labia majora and the labia minora. Okay? Usually the labia minora has less vote than the labia majora. Okay? There's hymen and troitus and all the other stuff. It's a very, very confusing organ. Very confusing. Okay? Because it kind of changes and evolves throughout time. Okay? Then, in the vagina, you kind of hit the cervix. The cervix looks kind of scary. It's a one-eyed, cyclops-looking thing. And that's where we get the pap smears. Then the uterus is up above that, even though we really don't see it. And then you got the ovaries and the fallopian tubes, which you can't literally see, but we know they're there. Okay, and then, you know, you have the whole concept of you bleeding once a month, sometimes for us more than that. So a lot of us women like to completely forget about what's going on from the waist down. I don't blame them, you know. I'm exhausted. You guys understand how exhausting having a period is? All right, so first of all, okay, day one. Day one is technically day one of your period, day one of your cycle. Okay, usually that comes on out of the blue. I don't know how you guys keep calendars and know when it's going to happen, with the exception of being on birth control, but usually it hits you out of the blue. So here you are wearing a beautiful white skirt, and you're like, no! Okay, so now your whole day is ruined because you're stressed, you think you leaked, now you're trying to find maxi pads, and you carried your little baby Louis Vuitton purse to work, so there's no way you can have a supersized maxi pad in there. So now you got to ask people for tampons, ask people for maxi pads, etc. Or you find one, but it's an old one at the bottom of your purse that's already out of the wrapper, and now it has pieces of pen ink and gum on it. So you have to decide, are you going to insert a crumpled up tampon, or are you just going to bite the bullet, use a bunch of toilet paper there, and go run to the nearest gas station. So you run to the nearest gas station while having that your hand on the back of your butt. All right, and then lo and behold, now you're in full-blown period. So you get the maxi pads, etc. You decide to cancel all your events for the week. You tell your husband no sex for the next decade. All right, and you deal with that. Now you're grumpy. Now you're bloated. Okay, now you don't feel good. Now you're crampy. Now you're getting headaches and migraines. Now you can't sleep. Okay, day 5, 6, 7 roll around. Whew, it's over. Okay, but you're exhausted. You lost how many pints of blood, right? You have no tampons. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go to Target, and I'm going to get some extra tampons. But now you're busy because you canceled patients the whole week. Now you have all these patients triple booked wondering why you weren't, you know, at work for a week. So now you see patients, and you forget to go to Target. All of a sudden, day one comes around again, and you don't have any maxi pads. That is having a period. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Charity wants to know, what is the best thing for menstrual cramps? My top choice is a big rip-roaring dose of Vicodin. No, menstrual cramps, never go to the narcotics because the narcotics wear off. And then the pain seems to come back even tenfold. So I wouldn't recommend that. First, you know, to me, I think the best treatment for menstrual cramps is not getting the period to begin with. Okay? When I was pregnant, I was feeling pretty damn good. until, of course, the nausea, and then I was getting other sorts of cramps and leg pain and back pain, etc. But the birth control pill, believe it or not, I mean, the birth control pill probably gives women the most relief. But for those of you that couldn't go on the birth control pill or don't want to because you're trying to get pregnant, which makes sense, let's just quickly talk about it. When it comes to menstrual cramps, a lot of you may be calling menstrual cramps the wrong thing. Okay, I can't tell you how many ectopic pregnancies or pregnancies that happened outside of the uterus that could be life-threatening walked into my office going, yeah, I'm having a bad period. It hurts. And I'm like, well, any painful period will get a pregnancy test. Now, your patients get really, really mad at that, and I understand why. Like, why am I paying for a pregnancy test? I'm telling her I'm on my period. Well, because, and I understand that, you know, I mean, you should know why we're running the test. But sometimes a very, very painful period could be something else and something more worrisome. So we always get a pregnancy test whenever you have menstrual cramps. We also want to find out where exactly the pain is, okay? A lot of, menstrual cramps, it happens kind of low, okay? You know, you men that are listening, you're probably cringing going, oh, man, I got to listen to this. I got to hear this from the wife all the time. Yeah, you do. But you know what? You would be like a big hero if you know how to treat them, okay? And don't tell her to just take Vicodin either. That doesn't help. Okay, you have to go, oh, baby, I feel your pain. Something like that makes us feel really good. Yeah. And then we go, no, you don't. See, it makes us feel good because then we get to yell at you that you're trying to patronize us and act like, yeah, you know, you're here for us and you know what we're feeling. We're like, you have no idea. You did this and this and this. So then we get to chew you guys out and then we feel better. So make sure to say that. Go, honey, I feel your pain. Okay. So I always want to know, well, where's the pain? If you're like, oh, it's all over, I'm feeling my back, etc. You know, sometimes I want to make sure we're not looking at endometriosis. And endometriosis, we've talked about, are pieces of uterine lining that kind of sneaks out. The endometrial lining, it sneaks out of the uterus and it lands on other parts of your body, the bowel, the wall of your abdomen, etc. And because it still works to the same hormonal signals as your uterus does, the endometrial lining that escaped starts to beef up and then during the period bleed. So you actually have like extra numeri uterine deposits. So it's like you're having five periods at once. That really blows because it really hurts to have fluid where it's not supposed to be. Then your body resorbs it, etc., but it ends up causing a lot of scarring. When you get a lot of scarring, that can also cause pain, can cause bowel obstruction, etc. So endometriosis is nothing to joke about. But, you know, some people with very, very heavy periods, they could be having endometriosis, which is extremely important. And one treatment for that, again, is birth control. You know, having you have less periods or lighter periods seem to help with some of that pain. But it's a tough one. All right. A lot of times, you know, you have the ache in your back, et cetera. You know, some of you with already chronic back pain, you'll hurt more when it comes to the period because, you know, when the endorphins go down and your progesterone is down and everything just seems to hurt and inflame, a lot of times things hurt. I get headaches really bad. So if you're prone to headaches, you're going to get headaches too. Now, we used to use Midol. You know, I was popping Midol like it was candy in high school and stuff. Here's the problem. Your pain relievers can only do so much. They can only last so long. You have to also be careful with hitting the Motrin, Naproxen, etc., because those could cause increased bleeding. So, you know, you don't want to be thinning anything. All right. Now, bringing that up, we always want to make sure you also don't have a bleeding disorder. Some of you will say it's like Niagara Falls when you have your period, and we're like, wait a second here, you're bleeding a lot. We have to make sure you don't have a bleeding disorder. You know, men that say, gosh, I nick myself shaving and it always bleeds, or I brush my teeth and it bleeds a lot for a while, or my nosebleed lasts, you know, longer than 5, 10, 15 minutes, that makes me a little bit concerned. I check a bleeding time on you. So, what do we recommend? Well, heat usually seems to help. So hot water bottles, hot pads, hot baths. Please be careful, ladies, when you choose to do a hot bath. Okay? My mom thought it was almost the silence of the lambs scenario when she came in to check on me and I was taking a hot bath when I was having period day one, okay? You know, it was almost like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm calling an ambulance. No. Okay, so just understand that. All right. You know, sometimes people really like to hit the chamomile tea, the herbal teas, raspberry tea, blackberry tea. The chamomile is supposed to kind of soothe tense muscles. I don't know how much effect it has on smooth muscle of the uterus. My guess is nothing is going to soothe that. When that uterus is mad, it's going to be mad. But it's an option. I remember I was reading Teen Magazine. We had these teen magazines or Young Miss, and they were teaching us to do these exercises where you would stand near a wall, okay, probably about a foot against the wall, and then bring your pelvis into the wall. So it was a stretching. And I remember thinking it actually did help. Now, I don't know if it was placebo because you're exercising and you're moving, and so maybe you're getting more blood flow. But sometimes certain stretches and exercises, et cetera, a lot of you will start hitting the stool softeners, and you'll start taking medications to, kind of empty out your bowels. Sometimes you get constipated, okay? The changes in the progesterone can constipate you. High progesterone can constipate you, and drops of progesterone can. So a lot of us, we feel very bloated and constipated, which just adds more insult to injury. So with that, yeah, sometimes increasing more fiber, increasing more fluids, etc. And then urination too. You know, some of you will be crampy, and here you are, you're having a bladder infection because there's a lot of activity down there. You got tampons, you got maxi pads, you got, you know, iPhone cameras, you know, and Instagramming. You know, what you need to do is just kind of leave it alone, okay? Distract yourself, but make sure you don't have any medical issues. Older women, you know, we're talking about how many women don't really even know the anatomy when they're actually looking at an anatomical figure. But they said older women are a little bit better at that. Well, you know, older women learn that. I mean, I sex ed when I was in the 80s was very descriptive. I was like, really? Wow, I learned a lot. I took notes. I made flashcards. You know, I'm like, look, Mom, see, here's the vagina. She's like, huh, really? That's a tube. Yeah. You know, and so, I mean, we just learned a lot. And then I saw my mom looking at the note cards going, oh, that's interesting. Nowadays, everything, I don't know, is so politically correct, and people get consent. It's interesting. You have to get a consent nowadays for sex ed talk. You know, of course my kids are like, Mom, you know, if you sign that I can't go to this, I get recess. So just sign here. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not having that talk with you. You guys learn the stuff. But, you know, they learn anatomy. Boys need to learn their anatomy. Boys' anatomy is pretty easy. You know, it's just the one thing. But they then start to learn about the vas deferens and the epididymis and scrotum and testes. And a lot of the boys, I think they get lost. So, like, does any of that even matter? You know? You know, why don't we just pick the tallest of the group and just deal with that? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dully Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DULLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dully and on Facebook, The Dr. Dully Show. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am hoping to do this throughout the country, but I want to see how things go in the city I live in. We are helping build a free pediatric clinic for kids through Community Outreach Medical Center. They have the building. We're going to expand a pediatric wing, and we're in the process of raising money for that, and so far we are off to a great start. For those of you who live in Las Vegas, we definitely need your help. If you live outside Las Vegas and want to help too, too. That'll be awesome. The quicker and the more success we have with this, the sooner we could start working on a national level, trying to get free clinics up and set up throughout the United States. One of the campaigns we're doing is a toast and a 20, where you kind of videotape yourself doing a toast. I don't care if it's alcohol or not. If it's your water bottle, your sippy cup, you do a toast and donate a 20 to the cause, to nvcomc.org, nevadacomc.org, or look up Community Outreach Medical Center, or just go to my website at drdahlia.com. And this could be pretty, pretty cool. You know, as we're seeing what's going on with healthcare, I think it really takes us stepping up and trying to get these kids or these people the care they need. You know, there was a report that came out saying rural hospitals are being more and more pressured to close down. From what we understand, 24 rural hospitals have closed across the country since the start of 2013, which is double the pace of the previous 20 months. So we're already looking at about 36 rural hospitals closing down. Rural hospitals. All right, I was an ER doc in a rural town. There was only one hospital. That was the one I was working at. If God forbid that closed, where would they go? Okay, it's not like you're in a big city where you could lose a hospital and you have maybe three others to catch you. We're talking about rural America. If they lose their, if that city or town loses their rural hospital, now you just increase travel time by an hour plus, depending on where you live, to another rural setting. That's why it's called rural. It's suburb if you're, you know, within 20 minutes, but it's considered rural if you're about an hour away. That's how I look at it. This is frightening. Apparently, they say the Affordable Health Care Act is bringing additional pressure. Since Obamacare is designed to bring the poor and uninsured into the health care system, we don't have the changes meeting with the demand. We don't have the money coming in. There's Medicare cuts, Medicaid cuts. Sometimes they just don't pay the claims. There's a lot of claims that come to these hospitals saying zero. All right, and you know, billers like, what the hell? I billed this other one, it got paid, now this one didn't. You know, it's very, very difficult to be in a situation, especially if you're a rural hospital, where you're giving the milk for free, basically, and hoping to get paid later. And you don't have a lot of people paying up front. Not to mention, in many rural cities, there's an article out of the Tennessean saying health reform is failing rural Tennesseans. And apparently, 2.9 million Tennesseans live in rural areas, which is half the state's population. And many of these rural areas have aging populations, have populations of people who are sick, you know, heart disease, stroke. They call it the stroke belt in the South because many of those people are unfortunately of the physique that is more prone to heart disease, stroke, etc. And high rates of poverty, chronic disease, etc. And unfortunately, you know, many of these people rely on Medicaid or Medicare. And if that's not cutting it, you know, to keep these hospitals afloat, these hospitals are closing down. This is extremely concerning. Now, we knew this would happen. And I had another patient yesterday, you know, where it was very, very interesting. I had a patient who said that their union had been, you know, encouraged to vote for Obama because of the Affordable Health Care Plan. And unfortunately, that particular union has gotten hit so badly that you aren't going to see their support for the next Democratic candidate. That, you know, it's more, look, guys, you know, vote. We don't know who to support. We knew this was happening. We knew that there were groups and unions and people really, really excited about this Affordable Health Care Act. And we were all sitting there going, guys, no. Come on, guys. Yeah, I mean, just like with ISIS and, you know, what's been going on in the Middle East. You know, and I'm not saying vote Republican. I mean, I just say vote for somebody who's actually making some sense. And it just frustrates me that you see the left continually get it wrong. Unless they think they got it right. I mean, you'll read a left-wing article saying, oh, this is saving thousands of people. We're saving millions of people now, you know, with Medicaid. And, I mean, maybe there are a lot of people getting on Medicaid now. Maybe a lot of people are happy. Well, then all they should have done with the bill is just expand Medicaid. Not all this other baloney. But you have a lot of angry people. You have a lot of worried people. You have rural hospitals closing down. Now they're going to fire people. Okay, if that rural hospital staffs 150 employees, now where do they work? I mean, you know, a hospital closing down has detrimental effects not only on the health. Okay, now you have to find transport. Now you have to overwork your emergency medical system in some of the bigger cities and your emergency medical transport services. It's a big cluster. I know some of you are like, oh, really only about maybe 36 hospitals have closed. That's a lot. Doesn't sound like much, but it's a lot. Especially when you only have X amount of hospitals. Okay? And then on top of that, even being able to hire. So, you know, if you are in a rural area, and I know many of my listeners are, we have a lot of affiliates in rural cities, and thank you for that. I would already start planning ahead. We've been seeing the writing on the wall now for years. And by the time something closes, all right, there's already five or more hospitals struggling. Per every one closed, I would probably say 50 or more hospitals struggling. All right, I know where I live, hospitals are complaining that they're having issues. So plan ahead. If you live in an area and you have certain medical conditions and there's only one hospital, even though you don't need the hospital now, but you think you may need the hospital later, my suggestion is you come up with a plan B. My suggestion is you start to look at what other nearby resources you have. And if you're the type of person who has the type of condition where, no, I wouldn't make it, all right, I can't wait for an ambulance, I can't wait to be transported an hour away, you may need to consider about moving. It's sad, it's scary. Or you may need to sit down, talk to the hospital administrator, find out what you as a city could do to help keep that hospital alive and well. I mean, it's going to take us. It's going to take us. We can't rely on the government. In fact, the more the government gets involved, the worse it is. But maybe cities need to group together. Here I am trying to, you know, you figure out ways to get free clinics into cities, which is going to help and going to prevent a lot of need from going into an emergency room. But maybe, you know, we need some of you guys already starting on figuring out how to save your hospital. And I know many of you think, oh, why, you know, these hospitals, I'm not going to feel sorry for them. They make a lot of money. It doesn't look like they are if they need to close down. A very lucrative hospital making money will probably stick around. Or they may sell to another hospital that's going to make money. But if something closes down, it means they're not making money. And it's going to take everybody to kind of step up and keep that facility. It's a shame. I'm really, really nervous. And there's no turning back. I get asked all the time, all right, what should we do in 2016? What could we do now in 2014? Should we just vote all Republican? I don't know if that's going to help. Because, again, you know, how do you reverse Obamacare now? What do you do? All I know is I'm going to vote for whoever is going to make some sense, whether it's about our national security, whether it's about our education, whether it's about how we're going to handle the border situation, safety, and then jobs, economy, and health care. Whoever makes sense is going to get my vote. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.